Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, June 17th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Staken, Cosmos Community Call with Yieldmos. Let's take a listen.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Staken Cosmos Ecosystem Community Call. Here we share updates about the Cosmos Ecosystem, Staken, the Validator, and more. My name is Del Rey. I'm your favorite Cosmos wizard. And I work with Staken, connecting with our communities on social media and help delegators on their crypto journey. So today, as you may know, we're going to sit down with Yieldmos team. Yieldmos is a protocol that provides yield generation across the Cosmos ecosystem. And they do that by identifying, composing, and packaging opportunities all in one accessible platform. So we decided to invite them to dig a little bit deeper. I'm with Octo already. I see Yieldmos Twitter also joining and requesting to speak. Let me grant you permission. Big shout out to Terra Spaces also joining the spaces. And Kaku, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I will invite you to speak also. So guys, welcome. I would like to get started by saying hello. Hope you're doing okay. How are you holding on in this market?
Yeah, thank you so much. And this is Octo here. But yeah, it's been crazy the past week, 2 weeks. I hope everybody also in this audience and in general that listens to this call is doing well. This past week has been at least insane. I've not experienced something going from a bull to a bear market before, and it's been a hell of a ride, is all I'm saying. I don't know. How about you, Yieldmos? What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely been a ride. This is my third bear market. And I thought I was ready, but I wasn't.
Oh, it's my first bear market too. I've been on crypto since February last year, and yeah, it's crazy how everything has been falling off. But still, we're here, building it strong. Me personally, I think that these are the times that we have to focus on the quality projects that continue building, no matter the price. And yeah, hope we all still here until the next bull run, right? So please, team, if you can, please introduce yourself. Let me know a little bit about you and what is your background in crypto?
Sure. I guess I'll start. I'm Gio. I've been into crypto since like 2013. I went from being a Bitcoin maxi to not being a Bitcoin maxi to sort of going slowly closer to being a Bitcoin maxi again. But one of the things that really attracts me to the Cosmos ecosystem is the sort of interoperability between all of the chains. We've all seen the congestion on Bitcoin and ETH this summer. Now it was just absolutely insane. And I think there's a few other examples we can point to where that's obviously the superior model.
Thank you. I think the same. What about you, Octo?
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, so Gio's been here for some since 2013. I think I've been here since, I would say, late 2020. I would say 2021. So I'm relatively newer to Bitcoin. I mean, to crypto all up. I started with Bitcoin, learning a little bit more about the Lightning Network, moved towards ETH, got involved with a project called Tribe. That was crazy, crazy experience. They had this crazy launch, and then unfortunately they had this crazy fail. It was like another algorithmic stablecoin. PTSD for everybody, but that was an interesting experience. And then stumbled my way to Cosmos when trying to learn a little bit more about like interoperability. As I was learning more about bridges, wormhole hack happened. I'm like, there has to be a better way. Learn more about IBC, then fell into the Osmosis Discord, and then met Gio and Kaku there. So that's been my little journey. It's been it's been about a year, year and a half, and then quite excited about at least the technology that's being pushed in Cosmos, especially from everything from the SDK to IBC all up to just like application specific blockchains, addressing a lot of scalability, horizontal scalability solutions that I think a lot of ETH projects will need as they move towards other layer twos. They probably will want their own chain for like proper incentive alignment. So just super excited about this ecosystem and glad to build here.
Awesome.
Hey, and let me just sneak in. My name's Kaku. And I'm also with Yobos. I'm probably an somewhat of an outlier in crypto in that like I'm relatively new and like I'm mostly just here for the code, right? Like I just want to make cool projects. I love software and all the stuff that goes along with it. So yeah, thank you guys so much for having us.
Awesome. Thank you for joining. Well, Kaku, now that you mentioned that and you guys also mentioned about the benefits of building on Cosmos and the Cosmos SDK, I am far from being a developer. So I will ask you guys, how easy it is to actually build something using the Cosmos SDK? Can you expand a little on that? Now I'm curious.
I'll say that I wish it was easier. it's a complicated piece of software. Think about what they're trying to do, right? They're trying to abstract away the ability for you to run your own blockchain. To begin with, running your own blockchain and running your own network is not a straightforward, easy thing to do, at least not yet. So there's definitely some challenges. We don't have our L1 up and running yet. We're sort of right now we're combining the best of both worlds of Web3 and Web2, and probably going to run like that for a little while as we figure out how to move everything on chain.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that insight on your experience using the Cosmos SDK. So a few other people have joined. Big shout out to Lil Gaines. Also great. Thank you for joining, and Dress too. Happy to see you guys. We are here having a chat with the Yilmaz team. And yeah, can you please let me know what is Yilmaz? I mean, I did a little overview, right? But can you please tell me what is Yilmaz and what will allow users to do on your platform?
Yeah, Gio Kaku, I'm going to take this one and then feel free to chime in. So Yilmaz, in essence, is like the yield generation layer for Cosmos. And what that means is what we're trying to do is build structured yield products that people can engage with, where those products are primarily in focus to be non-custodial first. So like, what does all this stuff mean, right? So I think we need to take a step back and understand like the ethos of crypto, right? Like the ethos of crypto is not your keys, not your crypto, right? We've seen that with central exchanges, with Celsius kind of buckling up and things of that sort, where withdrawals are paused and people are mad that they don't have access to the crypto and they're getting yield, right? They're like getting 10% yield, but they don't have access to the crypto. What's going on? Why can't they withdraw? I think a central tenet for Yilmaz is how do you build yield strategies on the Cosmos ecosystem that allows for actual non-custodial yield generation? And to start with that perspective, we built a set of strategies. And the first strategy that we pushed out at a base layer is how do you allow people to compound their staking rewards back into any validator that they want non-custodially. And we're looking at how to use actually technology that exists in Cosmos, one being an OTC module, which is part of the Cosmos SDK, to allow you or the user or a person to be able to interact with our platform, own their crypto, and generate yield from it. So right now we have this first layer of allowing people to compound their staking rewards. We're introducing another strategy which allows you to compound both external and internal rewards right on Osmosis back into the pool to be able to compound your LP pool rewards completely non-custodially. So what does that mean, right? Like that means that you don't need to give us your GAM token and give up your actual collateral. You literally just come to Yilmaz and you tell us with exact permissions what to do with your internal and external rewards, and we compound it for you, where we don't have the ability whatsoever to take any of those rewards, pocket it, send it to somebody else, or anything of that sort. So we're trying to create these non-custodial solutions and try to change a paradigm when it comes to thinking about what to do with yield strategies, and then with yield generation strategies. And we're trying to build other yield systems on top of it. But one of our main tenets, once again, is being non-custodial. From a non-custodial and from that base layer,
How do you build yield strategies? And from there, then how do you address some of the major problems that exist in crypto today, which in this case is, if you don't own your crypto, do you actually own your yield? And as we see with Celsius, that clearly was not the case. And we're trying to use the technology that exists in Cosmos to first generate a lot of great yield products for Cosmos Cosmos tokens and Cosmos POS assets, and then hopefully move over to other assets on other chains and bring it over to Cosmos to show like show that it is possible. Gio, Kaku, any other thoughts from there?
No, that was a great summary. Great summary.
Yeah, awesome. And yeah, I totally agree with you on the ethos that if you're using crypto, it's because we want to be in charge of our assets, right? And yeah, these guys promise you like a return, but when you want to withdraw your assets, you cannot. So are they really yours? So I think that you're tackling a very good point on that. And sometimes people forget about the importance of using something that is non-custodial against something that is custody, right? That's great. Thank you for that, Octo.
And if you don't mind, do you mind if we touch on one aspect of this non-custodialness? Is that okay?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
This is your stage.
Thank you. I think actually Gio is the best at explaining this. Gio, do you mind talking a little bit about why using the OTC module in Cosmos SDK is like kind of like a game changer, and how does that allow for proper non-custodial yield generation? Gio is the best at explaining this.
Yeah. So the OTC module sort of allows you to grant permissions to another wallet to perform actions on your behalf. What does that mean? That means that you can grant yield nodes or anybody really the ability to, let's say, claim your staking rewards and then delegate those staking rewards to a validator of your choice or validators of your choice, right? And then we can push that paradigm slightly further into like LP compounding space, and we can, you know, you can't claim your LP rewards because they just get deposited to you to your account on Osmosis. But we can then take those rewards and we can join a pool of your choice or whatever, and then we can bond that liquidity to 14 days, let's say, right? So it's sort of a similar thing. But the most important thing is like the assets stay in your wallet, and all we're doing is performing actions on your behalf that you've given us permissions to do.
Got it. That's great. And yes, this OTC upgrade, I remember that when Wizard was like implemented, the first time I used something with OTC was with the Restake app. I don't know if you have heard of it. So I can auto compound in a few networks, and I found it really cool. Like, yeah, it's my wallet. There are my assets, but I granting you permission to do this NX action on it. And I believe that's great. It's going to enable with a few other things in the future. And I don't know, maybe most of the audience know this, but if somebody of you want to go over this, that'd be great. Can someone of you explain what is the difference or the benefits of auto compounding versus manually compounding?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, cool. And then for sure, I'll touch on that first. So when it comes to manual compounding, right, I think it's in the word, manual versus auto. So the first aspect is you don't need to spend 30, 45, 60 minutes of your day, go to all your pools, all your chains that you have assets on and compound it. Unless you're excited and you want to do that, I totally respect it. But that's a lot of effort and a lot of work. And when you manually compound something, maybe once a day you might forget. And at the end of the day, the whole purpose of compounding is to increase your APR to an APY, which is based off the amount of times you compound and the frequency at which you compound, you increase the overall inflation rewards you're getting as a result because you have more assets going into the system. Because you have more assets going into the system, you get more inflation rewards, and more inflation rewards are going back in the system, and you're able to compound it to even get more rewards down the road. So auto compounding really is a system to like automatically compound your rewards such that you can move away from this APR linear increase of inflation rewards to to kind of an exponential increase, where over time, because we are compounding on a daily basis or even more often than that, more of your rewards are being placed to secure the network. The network is more secured, more inflation rewards are coming to you. And because more inflation rewards are coming to you, you're earning more as a result without needing to do any type of work. So I guess that's the difference between auto compounding and manual compounding. And And what I guess Yieldmos is doing is we're using that as the first layer, right? We're like a generation layer thing. So it's the first layer that we have to like generate yield for you. But we're going to use this first layer and combine it with other strategies, hopefully in the future, to even create newer, more interesting yield products that's just beneficial for everybody all. Sorry for cutting off, Gio. I think you were trying to say something as well. My bad.
Yeah, no, you hit it on a ball. It's just reliability. You're going to forget some days. You're going to go on vacation. I want to take a break. You're going to be unavailable or whatever, you know. It's just, it's more reliable. And then like this staking stuff is just like the first version. We can talk about some of the stuff that we have sort of on deck and that we're working through and trying to bring you bring to market, right? And like some of the more complicated strategies, it's absolutely possible to do it manually, but it becomes much, much easier if you have somebody else, you know, if somebody else has automated it away for you.
Thank you. Yes, actually, that is the next point I was going to go over. And I wanted you to expand more on your app. You mentioned strategies. You said that staking is like the first level or the first thing that you can do in the app. So what can I do right now with your app, or what features you plan to bring in the future if they're not available right now?
Yeah, so the first thing that's already available is the, you know, auto compounding your staking rewards in a non-custodial fashion. And, you know, a lot of people ask us, well, what's the difference between you and Restake? Well, the biggest difference is we support every single validator out of the box, versus with Restake, the validator has to like become compatible and integrate with the Restake in order for them to be supported. And the last time I looked, at least for Osmosis, they only supported like 2 out of the top 10 validators. So like that's quite a hole, right? And then this weekend we're getting ready to launch LP pool compounding on Osmosis as well. We're hoping to have that out by the end of the weekend, maybe early next week. And then the other things that we've been sort of talking about and working through is making Osmosis GAM tradable. This idea popped up, was brought to us by a community member that was like, hey, if I want to exit the pool prior to the 14-day lockup, I wish I could do that, and I'd be willing to pay some sort of discount for that, right? So imagine being able to exit the pool at 95% market value and being able to do that today, right? So by making that GAM tradable and fungible, you sort of, someone's able to you know, create a market for bids and asks or auction style type thing and sort of provide additional liquidity for users that want to exit early. And then another thing that we've been approached about is this idea of being able to move assets cross-chain and do something with that asset once it gets to the destination, right? So like the example that was brought up to us was like, I'd like Yieldmos to claim my Hua Hua staking rewards every single day, move them to Osmosis, trade them for Osmo, and then stake that Osmo, right? So we looked into that and we found that the IBC transfer message permission is absolute right now, meaning that like if you were to grant that permission to anybody, they'd be able to send your tokens to any foreign network address out there, and that's bad. Like we don't want that permission. We don't want the ability to do that. So we've been asking around and asking for help from Cosmos SDK devs to see if somebody can lock that down to where the user can specify that send to address. And that way you could specify on Hua Hua that like Yieldmos is able to send, you know, unlimited amount of Hua Hua from your Hua Hua address on the Hua Hua network to your Osmosis network address on the Osmosis network, right? And then you'd give us swap permission and whatnot, and we'd be able to and stake permission, and we'd be able to do that strategy for you and whatnot. So that's sort of the other two things that we've been kind of approached about and sort of started looking into. And then the third thing is, with the emergence of some of these synthetic asset markets that are coming up, I believe Comdex is one of them, and I think I've heard of at least one other one, and you know, the comparable would be Mirror on what used to be Terra. With the ability to short assets, you can actually create these strategies called you can actually create strategies that are delta neutral. And what that basically means is you don't have any exposure to the underlying assets that are in the pool while still being able to collect the yield, right? And that also opens up the door for like single asset staking. So like you have a bag of like, let's say USDC or Bitcoin or whatever, you can deposit that single asset into a delta neutral strategy
And then we trade it for the two tokens, short a bunch of stuff on one of these synthetic asset exchanges, keep things, you know, balanced, and you're able to collect the yield and do whatever you want with it. So that's sort of the three big things out there. But we don't have any TA, and we're just sort of getting started with all that.
Yeah, so to take our macro perspective on GeoSed, GeoSed it better than anything else. What we have right now is compounding certain networks. Their inflation rewards back into the network to be able to increase. So it's pretty much auto compounding specific chains. But as like Leo, as Geo mentioned, there's these different layers or these different other strategies that we're thinking of incorporating. And what this really does, that's really, really unique, if you think down the road, is each type of yield system in Cosmos, then we'll take a different perspective on. One will take more of a custodial perspective. One will be kind of like Restake, which will auto compound your rewards, but focus on real decentralization for all networks. One will focus on this liquid staking derivative approach, whether that be P-Stake or whether that be Quicksilver. And then we live in this interesting portion where from the staking rewards that we introduce, you could do something with those staking rewards and place them into our other strategies that we come up down the road. So now these strategies benefit other strategies. So strategy one benefits strategy two, three, four, whatever that may be. So what we're looking at is like, how do you make this layered approach, these strategy approach for yield, and have them compose with one another for our application to provide unique yield systems for Cosmos. And because it'll be non-custodial, we're thinking about how to implement these non-custodial. Hopefully this comes with a little bit more of a differentiation, allowing kind of a yield ecosystem grow in Cosmos, whether it be like this really amazing application like Earnmos on Evmos to liquid staking and with Quicksilver. But also if it's non-custodial, we can try to take a different approach on bringing other assets over to the Cosmos ecosystem. So that's how we're thinking about it and how to be a benefit for the rest of the ecosystem, but at the same time, think about things from a little different perspective and build them from like bottom up. So I know we kind of answered your question a lot more, but this is why we have these strat ones for compounding certain networks and how we'll build on top of it.
Thank you. I mean that's great. I'm learning a lot about you guys, and usually these kinds of things, talks that you are putting out right now, you can find these just reading the documentation, right? And yeah, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to invite you, because the concept, it's very awesome to me. I see other applications, platforms trying to do something similar, and I'm just trying to learn a bit more. So thank you so much for expanding and putting out your thoughts on the spaces. I'm almost done with my questions, and we'd like to open up the QA session, or just let you guys know, in case you have one question, feel free to speak, and we'll bring you to the stage. One of the last questions from me would be, I know that you're very focused, head down, building, just to make sure that this is something that people can find useful and it's reliable. But besides that, what other efforts are you doing to bring more users to use your app?
Yeah, so unfortunately, Kaku had to drop off. But about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, we had this issue with Kepler, where when you went to approve an Aussie message grant, it was actually presented to you in a non-human readable format. So you just basically a bunch of letters and numbers in like a nonsense format.
I believe you is good enough.
What? Yeah. Geo?
I think we're losing you. It seems like you stepped away from the phone or something is breaking it.
Hey, is this any better?
Yeah, this is a little bit better, but yeah, keep it going.
Yeah, so
feel free to start over if you want.
So Kaku did a bunch of work to get that change and make sure that you guys all are able to tell what it is that you're actually approving, right? Nothing worse than approving, because these permissions that you grant can be malicious, right? You can grant somebody the ability to send tokens from your own wallet to their own wallet, right? So that could be used to rug you. So that's not a good thing. So by making that change, you all now be able to actually see what it is that you're approving.
And so to take a macro on what Geo's saying, how are we attracting users? I think it's threefold. One is what Geo just mentioned, which is really, really great, which is how do you improve Cosmos SDK and Cosmos like infra all up? And one of them being the improvement on actually reading messages in your Kepler wallet when you're making a specific TX is extremely important. And that's one of them. A second one, which we'll publish soon, that Gio is just like grinding his ass off of, is like how do you improve, like what's happening with, what happened with Osmosis, or like when it, we're trying to like build and improve infra for Cosmos all up, so other people have a better opportunity to be able to build on top of it. So that's one way we think we'll attract users, is we just want to be highly aligned with what, like with Cosmos infra and Cosmos tech. And we'll showcase that from what we're building, and hopefully people will see that. So that's one way. The second way is, we talked about this previously. We're trying to do things natively, non-custodially, which is kind of hard. But it does bring kind of like a uniqueness that potentially is, which is like a unique experience that other people haven't had yet, which is how do you non-custodially generate yield? Like it's a different way of thinking. It's not a common way of doing things. But if we can actually implement strategies that are non-custodial, it will just provide a new unique use case that does not exist. To be clear, does not yet exist in other yield products across, I think, Web3 in general. So if we are able to actually ship these products, it's a unique category that has not existed. We will be pioneering it in some format. So that will hopefully generate a lot of users to come over. And then third is, I think you can hear it from Gio's voice, and especially Kaku's voice. Like we just want to build long term, and we want to build cool shit. And hopefully we build cool shit that people want to want. And then by building cool shit that people want, you attract people. So I think it's a combination.
That's a great formula.
I hopefully, yeah, I agree.
And thank you for sharing that, guys. And happy to, I mean, I'm honored to be in this space with lots of people creating content, a lot of people building stuff for the future. And overall, just very excited on how the future is going to look like in a few more cycles, right? Maybe this is a downturn in the market, but these things has to happen in order to, you know, wash out the bad out of the ecosystem. And people like you that build shit no matter what are the ones who build the greatest stuff, in my opinion. Thank you for that, guys. I don't know if you want to expand or maybe share some last words or thoughts before I go to the Q&A session and close out this space. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, first of all, thank you so much for having us. This is huge, and we're super appreciative of it. And we, in our Twitter, we have a link to our Discord in case you want to join it and join our community and tell us kind of things that you want us to build, and we'll build it. But yeah, Yieldmost Geo, do you have any other thoughts? Just thank you so much for inviting us. This was lovely.
You got
yeah,
it, sir.
I think. Yeah, I appreciate the invite. I love to be talking to everybody. The biggest thing is, I think this is just, you know, a paradigm shift for us, for everybody. It's we've been having this like phrase repeated to us for as long as I can remember of not your keys, not your crypto. But we're actually, you know, trying to make that a reality, because up until this point, most yield generation was custodial.
Yeah. So your crypto, your yield, or not your crypto, not your yield. It's the same concept. Very different point of view. Who knows? Hopefully it'll become, it'll manifest, but yeah, that's our mission. So we'll work till we figure this thing out.
Got it, guys. Well, Yieldmostin, Gio, nice to meet you. Octo too. So sad Kaku had to jump off. Well, everybody, if somebody has a question, feel free to request to speak. In the meantime, remember to, you can follow the conversation in our official channels. We are here on Twitter at the Staking Official, also on our Discord and Telegram and Medium and more. So, guys, thank you so much for your time and your words. I believe this insight was great for me, and I believe also for the people that joined the spaces. Look forward to hear more from you in the future. And with that said, I don't have anything more to add. So
actually,
just wish you a wonderful weekend. Oh, well, somebody's requesting to speak now. It's actually Ermos.
Oh,
let me grant the permission.
They're the best.
Let's see. So Ermos, I grant you the permission to speak. When you're ready, feel free to unmute yourself, introduce yourself, and let us know what's up.
Hi, guys. Thanks for letting me speak. And I'd like to congratulate the team for a very cool project. I think that we've talked a little bit a few times on Discord. So it's cool that you see what you guys are doing. I just have one curiosity question, which is, we also use the optimization project, but we are a custodial one. So it's very cool to see what you guys are doing. The question that I have is, what can you do when you have a non-custodial project? I mean, for example, can you vote on proposals on another token that you do not own? You know, it's not your own custody. And if you do, what happens to the true owner of that token? Can he vote or can she vote as well? Or how does that work, if you guys know or not? Also on the process of adopting the VToken model. And the question is, and that's just curiosity because I'm not truly aware, if you can do that with a non-custodial project in place. So those are my questions.
Yeah, you absolutely.
And if at some point you guys actually plan to launch your own token as well. So thank you very much for letting me speak. And congratulations again, guys. Really cool project.
Yeah, thank you. So one of the permissions you can grant to somebody is the message vote permission. So that allows somebody to delegate their voting rights to somebody else. But at the end of the day, whoever is the last to vote is whichever vote will count. So if like yield most votes, user votes, then the user's vote will matter. If it's yield most, then yield most's vote will count. So it's sort of first in, first last type of thing. And then as far as the token, our token goes, we've definitely talked about it. We were sort of on a path to try and move. I don't know if you were around earlier, but we're currently using a combination of sort of Web 2 and Web 3 technology to make this stuff happen. And at the same time, we're actively trying to find a way to move all the things that we do on chain. And once we do figure out how to do some of that stuff, we do probably plan on launching our own token. We're not yet sure if we're going to go the sort of SC route, the smart contract route, or our own layer one route. That's all stuff in the air. Still trying to figure things out. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thanks. I actually missed that first part, so I apologize for that. So again, thanks for the answers and congrats. Very cool project. Yeah. And maybe we can even talk to some collaboration as well in the near future, hopefully. So,
of course, guys. Much love to Earnmost. We want to do spaces soon. We're going to have one very, very soon. There's another counterparty that needs to be in that space that we're trying to finalize. And when that happens, it's going to be really, really fun. we just got to finalize that other counterparty, as you know.
That is very, very true. So, and I appreciate your efforts. So I'll talk to you guys soon and hope to see you in Cosmoverse in September as well, as we'll be there. Woo! So
absolutely. Are you guys going there?
Thanks very much for letting me speak, and congrats again. I'll let somebody else take the floor. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
I'm also excited for the Cosmoverse. I'm definitely going there. Are you guys going too?
I think now we have to really seriously entertain it. We want to. I know we've had conversations, and I don't know if we fully decided. We need to figure this out. Gio, we got to figure this out, mate.
Well, yeah, we do.
Still a few more months until September, so I believe that's enough time for you to figure it out, right?
I don't know. This thing moves so fast, but yes, totally. Actually, Staken, I had one question for you. Is it okay if I ask you before we end up?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So, anyways, you right now, your guys' service provides a lot of great staking services for so many proof of stake networks, not just in Cosmos ecosystem, but everything from, I think, like ETH, Sol, Polygon, X, Y, and Z. Right. I guess how are you viewing kind of the future of POS staking at the like in this bear market to the next bull market? Is there something that's happening when it comes to staking that's extremely interesting that you think is the next evolution of staking, or what will happen on top of staking? Right, we see right now from compounding pool rewards, I mean staking rewards, which is we're trying to do, to liquid staking as a potential solution. Are there anything else that's really interesting that might come to the forefront? Because Cosmos is in this really interesting situation where majority of these chains that are launching, or actually all of them, are all POS networks. So love to hear your guys' perspective on maybe this is potentially the next iteration or the next type of value add that POS networks and tokens can have for like end users and holders.
Well, that's definitely a good question. I don't know if I can talk in behalf of a staking, will talk on behalf of myself.
Please.
I'm Del Rey. Maybe you can see the little shark below in the spaces. That's my personal profile. Feel free to follow me if you want to, guys.
Cool.
I believe, these kind of downturns in the market, I don't know, help us to maybe reconnect and refocus on bringing value to the end user. Maybe there was too much leveraging on the ecosystem, or maybe the whole crypto market, and that's the reason why you see everything is falling apart
the way it is doing right now. As far as for POS networks go, I believe that the next focus will be on how we can use more governance so we can help the networks that we validate in grow and thrive. Sure. What other changes can be done to the governance module? Maybe there are certain types of governance that have to be different. Maybe a few selected wallets can only vote on that, depending on the proposal. And also liquid staking. You know, when you stake, your assets are locked up for the security of the network. And I believe the focus will go ahead to liquid staking. You know, the ability for a stake is to stake their assets, help secure the network, energy on that, and also have like a representative token to do other things. I believe there's just still much to do on that yet, and maybe that's the focus that these POS networks will go. I know of Cosmos and the interchain security upgrade mm-hmm. that is coming, mm-hmm. and I also know about Quicksilver that is gonna work on that. So mm-hmm. just, I don't know, on the lookout for that. Let's see how that unfolds.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, liquid staking is something really interesting. And liquid staking addresses two problems, right? It addresses the first problem of users having now a staking derivative to generate more yield. Cosmos mm-hmm. is interesting because the amount of rewards you can get on any network is so high. The inflation rewards are so high that it's like, is it like beneficial or not? But for Ether, like Sol, which is like 5%, it's extremely valuable. But it also, I guess, helps support decentralization of the network, right? So I guess in the back end, it's like, how do you delegate staking rewards to a lot of validators? So there's more validators, they're more healthy, and then the network's more healthy. So I think there's a lot of interesting stuff here. I guess there's a lot of things with liquid staking maybe that could open the doors for just non-crypto people in general too. So yeah, I agree. That's really interesting.
Yeah, great question. I don't know if somebody else from the audience would like to add into that. Andres, he's one from the staking team also. He works in the Polygon network. I don't know, maybe he has something to say about that. Me, I'm assigned to the Cosmos ecosystem. So if you ask me about Near, for example, I won't be able to tell you what's up with that. So you can ask me anything about Cosmos.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, guys. So thank you for this awesome conversation. Maybe if you would like to come up with a panel with Yilmaz, Hermes, and the other platform that you mentioned that does like similar to what you do, guys, that'd be awesome. That'd be a great conversation. I'd be happy to also participate on that too. If nobody from the audience has any other question, I believe that we can close it here. We're past a few minutes, but that's okay. I believe that we'll have a great time. And well, until then, guys, hold through. These two shall pass. If you feel too stressed about the market right now, head down, keep on building.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Staking, Cosmos Community Call with Yilmaz, recorded on Friday, June 17th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Laser beam focus, star scream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all around with a dead man swagger, sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fatal man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Little Danny.
division in the middle men. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter, we was all hyped up. When the pedal lit the metal, he just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew, rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Then envision in the middle men. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze trying to make the next billion.
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa, can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the SafeMoon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys, I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate.